Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide what action the speaker is proposing. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what action each speaker is proposing.
We've looked at various measures and will be making recommendations to senior management next week. We think the company should consider introducing an evening shift to maintain 70% capacity on all the machines. We're also aware of the holdups on the packaging line, and we'd like to bring in an additional machine and split the line in two. That'll speed things up. We did consider bonus schemes for certain categories of employee, but decided that this wouldn't have sufficient impact.
When we first acquired the factory premises, the rent was well within our means, but because that area of the city has developed more quickly than others, it's now a prime site, and the cost of retaining it has risen accordingly. In fact, we would make considerable savings by relocating to the industrial estate on the other side of town, which would improve product distribution anyway. A second suggestion is to vacate the top floor of the building. We do have fewer staff now.
As you know, we adopted various measures 3 years ago with the aim of boosting sales. We managed to increase output and cut costs by introducing new machines. We also cut our profit margins still further. But even though we were able to lower prices as a result, I'm afraid we still didn't meet targets. The demand for this particular commodity just isn't there anymore. So we should stop production as soon as current contracts expire.
I think your analysis of the situation is correct. The product is already doing very well, but demand hasn't peaked yet by any means. And if we want to take full advantage of a boom, we've got to step up our promotion and have mechanisms in place to increase manufacturing capacity if necessary. And that means we'll need additional funding before long. So let's start approaching people who've expressed an interest in us in the past.
Two or three years ago, there were 10 or even 20 applicants for every job we advertised, but things have changed. Unemployment in general is right down, and everyone's competing for workers now, especially skilled labor. If we want to get good people and retain them, we'll have to offer a better package. I'm not suggesting we put wages up yet. I think we ought to try other things first, like one-off welcome payments, relocation allowances, and possibly loyalty bonuses.
Now listen to the recordings again. Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker's reason was for accepting their present job. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker's reason was for accepting their present job.
I was actually quite happy where I was, but when the opportunity came along to work for Tyndall's, I thought, I can't say no, can I? Of course, the extra I'm earning now goes on travel to work, but I still reckon it was a good move, because if I decide to change jobs in the future, I'll only have to say I work for them, and any other company in this field will be glad to take me on.
I was looking to move into a managerial role and applied for jobs all over the country as I was prepared to live anywhere. To my surprise, I got two offers, both from pretty well-known companies. There was very little to choose between them, but my working environment is very important to me, and this place had just been completed. The salary wasn't quite so good, but I felt that the benefits outweighed the disadvantages, so I came here.
20.
On the whole, I was happy where I was, working in a new, very well-designed building, nice colleagues, and the company provided plenty of training. But I was stuck behind a desk all day. Then I saw the ad for my present job. Similar field of work, just a different way of doing it, and decided to apply. Now I'm on the road most of the time, meeting people, and I get to go abroad as well, which is great.
21.
When I applied, I did a crash course in a computer program I hadn't used before because the advert said knowledge of it would be an advantage. That helped me get the job, so it was money well spent. The pay's no better, but with share options and things on top, it was worth changing. I miss the place where I used to work, though, which was inconvenient but had character. You certainly can't say that about these modern office blocks.
22.
The job was getting more and more demanding, and with the commuting on top of it, I had very little time for other things. My new job is based just as far from my home, but the advantage is the direct rail link, which means I spend half as long travelling to work. I'm doing much the same as before, organising a training programme, though now it's for a company in a different sector.
That is the end of part 2.